feel like we're clawing our way into the podcast tonight. We've been having some awesome technical difficulties today because of one sweet little granddaughter who likes to come and touch all the buttons on the mixer.
Okay. We're going
to learn. We're going to learn how this shit works instead of just letting someone else like set it up and not touching it and hoping that it works every week. Yeah. Oh, who is that?
It's Thor.
Never
calls me.
Do you want to answer it?
Probably.
Okay, hold on. Everybody, pause for a second. All right, we're back.
Sorry, we had to get
the
tea.
We had to get the tea from Thor's work.
Because there was some drama.
Lots of drama going on. So we just had to hear the what's what. So, yeah.
And the what's what is really great.
It was. It was good.
I mean, sometimes the good guy doesn't finish last.
Sometimes the good guy finishes first.
And today was that day. And
today is that day.
The stores are really
so
good.
So we're so happy. Yes.
Could you hear how happy he was?
He was really happy. Oh, my gosh.
So we haven't even really introduced our podcast. If you're new to us, this is, Kobe has to start because this is our way of starting.
Oh, say, so I'm Jacoby.
And I'm Heather.
And together we make a Jether. So you're listening to Jether's Random Stuff, just in case you didn't know where you were. That's us. We're drinking some awesome wine tonight. We've had several different kinds so far.
Well, we've been finishing off half bottles.
Yeah. We had some open bottles. So we had to finish them off. Yeah. But we are like champions making our way through all those bottles of wine.
You can't waste wine.
No, you can't.
I mean, it breaks your heart.
That's a travesty. You just cannot.
Wine. If you taste wine that's been sat out too long and it tastes like vinegar, it's like a dagger to the heart.
It is. It really is.
Nobody wants that
shit. Nobody wants it. And I would just like to point out that I was going to do something super special for you.
You were?
Yeah, I was, but I, of course, life gets in the way and I didn't have time.
What were you going to do?
So, I wanted to get you a special present because, as you know, this last weekend was my birthday.
It was.
It was my birthday.
It's a national holiday
but
every year.
In addition to being my birthday, it's also the anniversary of our very first podcast that was published. So it's our first podcast-iversary. And so I wanted to like get you something super special and have like a special podcast-iversary, but I didn't get around to it because life
happens
like shit happens.
But we did get each other stuff.
Yeah,
wine.
We always get each other wine. Yes. Wine and tacos. That's like
wine,
our thing.
I mean, and we got that on our podcast anniversary.
We did. We got wine and tacos because that's
love that.
Our two favorite things in the whole world.
I love that.
I know, right?
And we both provided wine tonight.
Yes.
So we did it.
I think, yeah. I just was hoping it'd be a little bit more of a special, like, event.
It would have been really cool.
For us.
And then it would have made me feel so guilty because I had no clue when our anniversary was.
I actually didn't know either, and I just looked it up yesterday.
Okay.
Because
I knew it was somewhere in November. I knew we started in November, but I didn't know the exact date on it.
Yeah.
So I knew it was coming. So I'm glad you didn't buy me anything or get me anything or make me anything for this because I would have done nothing.
Okay. Well, I have something, but I'm not going to give it to you until Christmas because it's a Christmas present.
That's so exciting.
So you'll get it then.
Christmas is coming, you guys.
Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat.
And my shopping list is getting stuff checked off.
Yay! I know. I had to actually go through my closet this weekend and just see what the hell's in there. I don't even know what's in there. So all year long, we buy stuff for Christmas.
Yes, we do. We do really good doing
and
that.
And I literally throw it into the back of my closet. And so after a while, I'm like, I don't know what's back there. So I need to go through it. And
I bought stuff even before Christmas last year.
Before?
Well, I already had everything I needed. Everything was wrapped. And then I went out. I always go Christmas shopping, a last hurrah. It's a tradition on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Even though I never need anything the last few years on Christmas Eve. And then I find stuff on major sale. And I'm like, I'll just save it for next year.
You know what? That's good, though.
I mean, we're talking, like, kitchen towels.
Yeah.
Good advent calendar stuff.
It is. I love the advent calendar. And so, yes. I don't know if anybody out there does an advent calendar for someone. There's a lot of advent calendars you can buy.
You can buy a lot of pre-made ones.
Pre-made advent calendars. Heather and I like to make each other, like, a homemade advent calendar.
We buy everybody else's, though.
Yeah. Megan's, I used to make homemade. This year, I didn't. I bought one that's already made. But yeah. They have some really awesome advent calendars.
They really do.
They do. I just actually bought one today for my son. I don't think he listens to this podcast, so I can't probably tell you what it is.
Well, I mean, he's probably not going to be caught up on this one.
No.
Because you're going to give his advent calendar to him like in a couple weeks.
Yeah. So, and he won't care anyways, I guess, probably. But
he doesn't know exactly what's in it.
He doesn't know. I don't even know what's in it. So
no one does.
Anybody needs an idea for a guy for an advent calendar, go to Costco. They have a beer advent calendar. So you get 24 different beers.
Is it like $69 or $59?
$59.
So it's like $60.
It's like last year was $80. So it's like way cheaper this year.
I noticed last year all the way up to Christmas Eve, they still had a stack of them. So maybe they needed to bring the price down.
And so today, I actually bought it today and they only had 3 left. They were just gone.
It's because that's $10 less.
It's at $20. It's like,
oh, that's massive.
Yeah.
So that just makes it worth it right there.
So, and it's like, I don't know. I don't drink beer. I hope it's good beer. I have no idea. I don't drink.
I think it'll be fine for Chance. Thor doesn't want that advent calendar because he says there's a lot of weird beer in it.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
Thor's crotchety and old.
I think
and
Chance
stuck in his
kinda,
ways with his beer.
My
so.
Son, like, he kind of likes the weird. He likes to try different stuff, so.
Well, Chance is still in the try me stage. She's not quite sure everything he likes in life.
Yeah.
Once you get older, you know what you want.
Right.
So if you know there's a bunch of beer in there you don't like, then.
Hey, and there, you know, I've seen advertisements for a wine calendar, advent calendars.
I sent you a picture of that shit.
And they're, you know, and so if anyone out there would like to buy us a wine advent calendar, we would totally try it and rate and discuss all of the wines.
Macy,
so
if you give us 2 of them.
Yeah, if anyone would like to buy us a wine advent calendar, just email us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com.
I'll give you
our mailing address and you can mail us an advent calendar of wine because
we just send it to your work pro.
We'll totally take that.
I've actually been tempted to send certain things to your work.
I have everything shipped to my work.
Well, my issue is wine.
Because you have to sign for it.
I've been to wine clubs, and yeah, I'm off pretty early in the day. I miss the delivery.
Uh-huh.
Every time, because they come at 12:30 to 1 o'clock, and I don't get home until 1:30.
Yeah.
I barely miss them every
time. See, I have almost everything shipped to my work, just because we have had packages stolen from our house before.
What?
So, yeah. So, I just have everything shipped to work. Like, remember when we went to Disneyland?
Yes.
We bought Megan a t-shirt that said, "Stay calm, I'm going to Disneyland," or something with Mickey Mouse or whatever.
Yes.
I never got it because somebody stole it out of our mailbox. And so.
Well, because you didn't get it, you shouldn't get penalized for it. They usually ship another one.
No, I got, it was off Etsy and I did not get another one. So I paid for it and I never got it.
Did you tell the buyer that you never got
it? Yes, I did. And they didn't give a shit. That's surprise, surprise. So, she was supposed to get that for Christmas that year when we went.
In January
to Disneyland. But, so that's why I have everything shipped to my work, because then it doesn't get stolen.
We need to get those video doorbell things.
The Ring? It's called the Ring. I have told my husband I want one of those just so I can videotape, like, people that come up to the door. I think that's amazing.
Once you get one of those, I'm going to make sure I'm picking a wedgie or my nose every time I come up.
You should. You absolutely should.
Like, I'll turn around and I'll put the wedgie in myself and then pick it out.
I love you so much right now.
We're talking khaki pants and the boobs.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I'll pick it up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'll record that shit.
Yeah.
And I'll put it on our Facebook page because...
And then while, when I turn around, my finger will be like knuckle deep in my nose.
Again, Facebook page. That's where that's going.
Oh my God. It's so funny. That's
oh my God.
That won't embarrass me.
That I nothing
it'll,
embarrasses
it'll
you.
It'll embarrass everybody else.
Yeah. You don't embarrass. I don't worry about that.
Not very well.
I'll be like, look at my best friend Heather.
Look what she does. When she
look, she fingers up her nose and her hands up her ass. That's awesome.
Yep. Gotta get the underwear that I don't wear out.
Oh my God.
We actually all have a topic.
I do have a topic. So this is another topic that Heather sent to me that...
Sorry, you guys.
I don't know where she finds this shit.
Sometimes I have time at work. Sorry, Dr. Justin.
So, tell Dr. Justin.
Don't tell Dr. Justin that I find stuff at work.
She doesn't. She seriously, she doesn't have her phone in her pocket at work texting me. I swear to God.
Which he's seen and sees me get out all the time.
Sorry, Dr. Justin. I'm sorry. Okay, so we're going to talk about Michelle. Mm. Oh, man, I don't know how to say this last name.
It's Michelle Blah Blah.
It's Kopke? Kopke.
Kopke?
Kopke.
I like Kopke.
So it's spelled K-O-B-K-E, but the A has two little dots over it, which isn't American. It's like a different country.
Is that like Latin?
No, it's like... Dutch or I don't know,
but they use
German
the same,
or
like,
something. Maybe it's
letters,
German.
Huh?
We're gonna say Kopke. We're just gonna call her Michelle.
Just call
okay,
her.
Okay, we're just gonna call her Michelle.
Just Michelle. Is it Rochelle or Michelle?
Oh wait, it is German. So Michelle is 30 and she's from Berlin. So she is. It's German.
That's where. Do they still have the Berlin Wall there?
No, that got torn down years ago.
Because there are parts of it.
Oh, I don't know. I
you
think
know, like,
people
I mean,
took
I know
it.
The main thing's torn down so they can go through it and stuff.
I think that
but
people
like,
took
they...
it. Took pieces of the wall. It's all gone.
It's all gone now.
I think my friend Michelle has a piece of it.
Your friend Michelle? And we're talking about another Michelle.
Yeah, not this Michelle.
No,
my
a friend
Michelle.
So, your friend Michelle.
She
not...
was over there when all this was shit was happening, and I think she has a piece of the wall.
So she got to break through the wall with everybody else?
I don't think
over?
She was there when that was actually, but she was there around that time, and I think she has a piece of the wall. I'll ask her.
I'm
pretty
touch
she
it.
Does. If she has a piece of it,
I just want to touch it.
I'll ask her to bring it, and we can
just
both
she
touch
can,
it.
She can be here the whole time. That way she can keep her eye on that prize the whole time, and I'm just going to stroke it.
Yeah.
And love it. And know that there's a piece of history right
and
there
call
in my
it
hand.
George.
Well, yes. I wasn't going to squeeze it because I might break it. Because that's the next thing
you
say
don't
before George.
Do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, so Michelle from
Michelle
Berlin.
From Berlin, Germany.
Okay.
She's been in a 5-year relationship with the love of her life.
Oh, good for her.
Isn't that nice?
You know, 5 years.
She
you're
is
over
so,
the hump at
she's
the five
so
years.
Happy. She's so happy.
Oh, good for her.
She, her, the love of her life is a Boeing 737.
Wow. So, I mean, if you're going to go for something that transportation vehicle. You go for the best. You go for the crim of the crim.
That's right.
I mean,
so she calls the jet Darling. That's her name. She loves the Boeing 737. This particular one,
it's
right?
It's not even a 777 or 7.
Well,
so
it's a
737.
They're calling it a 737-800.
Oh, so it has a special title.
So, yeah. So I'm not sure what... I
this
don't
might
know
have been
why
the
there's two numbers there.
Of the 737. And because I'm going to assume for it to attract a woman, it's going to have to be a fucking special plane.
Well, Boeing, yeah. It's a 737. It's special.
And it's
all
from
right?
Boeing, I bet. If it's
Boeing.
737. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
they produce some good shit.
So she has been, Michelle, she says she's been in love with this aircraft for 5 years.
Now, is it
and they
a
have a relationship.
particular aircraft? Are we talking all?
No. I think it's just this,
one airplane.
I think it's just this one airplane.
How does she deal when it goes up in the sky for a while?
Let's see.
Separation.
I think it's the one. Maybe it's all of them. No, I think it's just the one. Here's a quote. Here's a quote from her.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Quote. The 737-800 is very attractive and sexy to me. He's the most beautifully built, and he's a very attractive and elegant aircraft. So I don't know if it's just all of them or just the one in particular. If it's one in particular, that seems like there would be an issue.
She's a little cray-cray.
She's a little cray-cray.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot cray-cray.
Like cray-cray?
Like, I can't drink enough wine for that not to be cray-cray right now.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me go on.
Yeah, I want to hear more about this relationship. Okay. 5-year relationship with this airplane.
So, she says that she is unable to spend quality time with her boyfriend, the airplane.
He probably works a lot.
Adding, quote, a relationship with a plane is not easy and at times difficult. Really?
Because I would assume because he's gone for very long.
Well, he has to go to work, right?
Yeah. And his job? He probably travels overseas.
Yeah, it's for his job.
He's there
for
a while.
He has to work every day and he has to travel overseas. That's got to be difficult.
And there's maintenance?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Out of commission?
For sure.
Probably no visitors allowed when he's being worked on.
So she says, I can only get close to him when I fly with him or when I can get to him in the hangar, which only happened once in my life.
How does she fucking get to the hangar?
I don't know. Oh, wait. Here we go. I have found different ways to indulge in her affection. Now, I want you to know that when I was looking at the article for this, that there's pictures.
Oh.
Okay. There's a whole bunch of pictures.
Are you even sexual
which
pictures?
I just, we're going to get there in a second, but I just want you to know she fucking loves this airplane.
Now, do we ever know how old this woman is?
30. She's 30.
Okay. So, yeah, she's crazy.
So, she's crazy. Yeah. All right.
I can see this from like a 12-year-old.
So, she has a big model of the airplane, she says, of him, that's made out of fiberglass.
Okay.
And as well as some of the real components from the airplane so that she can act out her love.
I've attempted the sentence 3 times now. And what it's just
the
my
actual
mouth.
Fuck?
Well, like, hey, fuck was actually where I was heading with the model. Airplane.
Oh, wow.
Is that where she's acting out with the model airplane?
How small
a model or big of a model?
Hey, Heather. She loves the airplane.
Is the model going in or not, you think?
Mm. Let me keep reading.
Oh, God. Wow.
So, there was picture, and I saw these pictures of her, like, cuddling with the model.
Okay. Spooning? Are we talking spooning here?
Well, she was, like, just, like, hugging it or something.
Okay.
So, her affection for the airplane is known as objectophilia.
That actually makes sense.
Objectophilia.
That's not a weird name.
So, objectophilia is when a sexual or romantic attraction is focused on a particular inanimate object.
Yeah.
So, she feels attraction towards this
tangible object.
So, towards an airplane, which is just, God, that's fucked up. Okay.
Well, that's why I'm wondering what's going on with the model at home.
So, this is what she says, and I quote, it's like a normal relationship. We have relaxing evenings together, and when we go to bed, we cuddle and fall asleep together. I'm assuming she means the model.
Yeah, which is different from the big plane. So, who's the relationship, the big plane or the model? Because otherwise, it's like a brother, husband.
I think she wants the big model, but of course you can't just have a Boeing 737 airplane.
In your bed.
Unless you're rich, you can't buy one. You can't just have one.
No.
So it has to be the model of it, right?
Then that's what she's in love with.
So I think, I guess. Wow. Okay.
She just really she's settling for the model, but she's in love with his dad.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you like
that
analogy?
There you go. That's
just settling.
So in March of 2014 is when she boarded her first 737-800, and she said it was love at first sight.
Oh.
She said, and I quote, "I got so excited when boarding the plane, I realized I am in love. I am in love with the 737.
800. It has to be that
-800. I don't know what the difference is. What's it? I don't even know.
Is the 800 like its name to separate it from the 737?
I don't know.
Like they each are given their own name. Like we have.
They all had like one number. I don't know why there's two numbers on here.
Maybe there's 800 of them.
Are you gonna Google it?
I'm thinking about
737-800.
Yeah, I am, because I'm going to see if a lot of different planes coming up.
All right. So, years later, after her first flight with this airplane that she fell in love with, she finally got to spend quality time alone with her lover at an airport hangar.
How the fuck did she get in the airport hangar?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody probably wanted to videotape it because it's fucking weird. All right. She says, "The first time we really met was May 1st, 2019. That's just this year. I enjoyed every...
I thought she said she was in a five-year relationship.
Well, it's been a while since she first met him.
But you said the first time was in 18.
No. The first time was in 14.
Well, I'm taking a look at this bitch right now.
So she says, "I enjoyed every millisecond with him. My cheeks hurt from smiling. I'm the happiest woman in the world. When I'm with him, I have everything I need."
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Okay, what is it?
737-800 is like a billion different planes. They have a 737-600, a 737-700, a 737-800, and a 900.
Well, what's the 800? That's the one she keeps mentioning.
Well, it doesn't say much. It just says that these are the different 737s they have. They began production in 1991, and it includes the 600, 700, 800, and 900. So she could be in love with all of these.
Okay, so the 737 just has different models. Yeah. She likes the 737-800.
800, not the 900, not the 7 or the 6.
That's just a particular model of plane.
So I don't know if she's particular about which one. Possibly
It keeps saying 800, so apparently that's the one.
It has to be that series, but I don't think it doesn't sound like it has to be the same plane every time, as long as it's a 737-800.
Okay.
Otherwise, don't you think it would say that?
I know. I think it's the 800 that
she needs. She leads the 800 in her life.
So she says what she finds particularly interesting about the 737-800 is the winglet.
Oh.
"When I touch," this is a quote, "when I touch his wings, I get immediately sweaty palms and get excited."
So this is how she achieves her climax, is by touching its wings?
I'm sorry. This is so fucked up right now. So fucked up.
That's why we're talking about it.
Okay. I don't even know.
So her...
God.
I wonder if she pleasures herself on the plane.
People.
Like,
all right.
I wonder if she did that when she was in the aircraft, whatever, that landing area or the hangar. When she was on the wing.
Oh, my
going
God.
Going for it.
There's pictures of her, like, hugging it and shit. It's weird. Okay.
Oh, my God. So listen, she's actually sexual with this
listen,
plane.
Linda.
Oh, I don't want to.
She said, and I quote, "I want to marry my sweetheart and live with him in a hangar. It's just a special kind of love that doesn't hurt anyone." Which is true.
It hurts her.
Well, she doesn't care. She's happy. She doesn't care. The plane doesn't care. Right?
Well, the plane really don't care.
The plane doesn't give a shit.
What is she going to do? Because these were starting production in 91.
What
happens when this plane is done and they just tear it apart for parts?
No, she can buy an old one and just have it forever.
I don't think I can afford an old one.
If they're going to scrap it, she probably could.
Where's she going to put it?
All right.
It's not going to go in her apartment.
So after an overwhelming day of her, like, in the hangar with the airplane, she admits her frustration. She said, I wish it was more accepted in society. There are always people who don't accept it. I'm simply different, and I stand for my love to my 737. So
I guess if I can accept and encourage people to love, you know, the same sex, which I do, I guess I can.
Well, she obviously
supportive of the 737-800 love.
Well, she's saying it's also a physical relationship, so I'm assuming she means the model that she has at home
is going in.
It's
and out. I've been in again.
I
think probably out.
That's so wrong. It's so sick and wrong. I can't even right now.
yeah. So she has a sexual relationship.
Yep.
With her 737-800. So she cheats on the big guy with the small guy.
Well, she can't really get close. She was allowed to get next to it once, but she can't really get close to the big one.
Yeah, because they're not going to let her near it again because they saw what she did the first time.
Yeah.
Do you know there's cameras in the hangars?
There's cameras everywhere. You can't do anything without somebody seeing it. So
no.
I don't understand because it's an inanimate object.
I mean,
it can't talk. It doesn't feel. It can't respond to you in any way. It's just there. It's like a toaster.
I understand loving an inanimate object. Maybe not to that extent. I've only had Sticky Vicky for a week now, and I just love her.
Now, have you ever really, like, loved an inanimate object? Like, loved it? Like, you love your spouse?
Well, no. I have loved something enough that when it broke, I cried.
Well, but that's a sentimental
thing. It was very sentimental.
That's sentimental.
But not very often. Most of the time, I don't give a shit.
I don't have a lot of stuff that I would, I mean, stuff that's sentimental, like my mom's jewelry or something like that, like an inanimate object.
Jewelry.
Look at me say that word. It's because Megan helped me. So now I can
wasn't
say
gonna
it.
Help, because I wanted her to keep saying it wrong because it works for me.
I can say it now.
Yes, you can say it. But yeah.
But, you know, but normally...
You don't care.
I feel like this is like loving your toaster oven or something. Right? Mm. Like, I don't know.
Gotta love a good toaster oven.
I do love my toaster oven, but I would not marry my toaster oven.
You can't. You're already married.
I would not have sex with my toaster oven.
You don't want to have sex anyway. You're gonna have sex with nothing anyway.
That's just, I don't know. It just seems wrong. So wrong.
Well, she has some screws loose, possibly.
Yep.
Or she's been wrong so hard in relationships over her
life
that she's had to go to this kind of an object that she knows can't hurt her.
Oh, that's true, right? It can't run away.
I mean, it flies away often.
It can fly away, but not for permanently.
Not forever. Well, like, until they scrap it.
Until I scrap it.
Then it might hurt later. But
sorry, here it is in a little box. We scrapped it.
Oh, sorry. It's in China. That's where it died.
It got recycled.
We can't get it back to Berlin.
Only in Germany would this kind of shit out. Right?
The Germans.
Germans are weird.
Germans and Florida man.
We haven't done Florida Man for a while. We need to do some more Florida Man.
I mean, the Florida Man trivia was pretty fun that we did.
It was. You know, we haven't done trivia for a while either.
Not since the friend off that I lost.
Oh, yeah. You lost so bad.
I actually lost at one point. And then when you re-listen to it, God, fuck, I helped you so much. And if I would have been blinded for my love of Kobe and wanting her to do well in the game, I would have probably won.
You can't help yourself, though. You cannot help yourself.
I cheat at all games, and not even for my own benefit.
You don't. You have to cheat, like, no matter what. It just, like, comes out of you.
It just comes out of my mouth. It does. I have no fucking filter.
I know. It's all right. That's why I love you.
I know. Especially when we play games.
I know, because I win, because you cheat, and for my benefit.
I know. It's horrible. How are we doing?
We're good.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah. So, hey, if you guys are in love with any inanimate objects, let us know, because we would really, really, really like to talk about it. Yeah, send us a picture of you with your inanimate object that you're in love with.
With your little lover. We'd love to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, no judgment here. Everybody has their thing.
Hey, you love what you love, right? You can't help it. You can't help it.
Way less back talk that way.
Yeah. It's true.
Unless it's like, oh, you can't be in love with Alexa.
Why?
Because she does bad talk you.
She, well.
At least mine does all the time. Mine's mean to me.
That's because you're mean to your Alexa.
That's what Thor says, too.
You're very mean to her. I've seen you be super mean to her.
She's stupid.
No, she's not.
She doesn't know anything.
You need to stop being mean to her. All right.
I try to start using the please and thank you with her.
Okay, you should.
And it seems to be helping a little bit, because most of the time I'll ask her something on Friday. So, hey, what's the weather going to be this weekend? She'll tell me everything. And then she's like, okay, well, you have a good weekend. Usually, it's Friday. I'm like, so you don't want me to talk to you again?
Oh, Alexa.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, everyone, give your little inanimate objects a little kiss tonight.
Yeah.
Love them all.
Kiss all your phones and your computers and your airplanes.
Maybe don't take it to bed, though.
And, yeah. So, please don't be weird. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
okay, pray.
No, please don't be cray cray.
We love you guys.
We love you guys. Drop us a line at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com or go to our website and do it there. Go to iTunes and give us five stars.
I think we only still have like 4 or 5 stars.
I know. Come on. We need 5 stars.
If we had iPhones, we would have done it ourselves.
I know, but we don't have iPhones because we're cool. So if you're not cool and you have an iPhone, go give us 5 stars because we really appreciate it.
90% of the world population have iPhones?
No, they do not.
They don't? Are we coming up? Are Samsung's chasing them down?
So, Android's more popular than iPhone.
It is now?
Yeah, it always has been.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it feels like. The majority
Apple products they're not great. Anywho, that's
unless you're Apple and you want to pay us to advertise for you, then we're going to tell you it's the best
thing
in the world.
Then we'll totally do whatever you want if you pay us. Yeah, so, if you do have an iPhone, give us 5 stars.
Even though we just bashed your phone.
Yeah, but you don't care.
Well, actually, Kobe did.
Just go do it.
All right, guys. We love you.
All right, we love you. Peace out. Have a great week.
Bye.